It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A guy in Texas was working out at a 24-hour fitness last Friday and got locked inside when they closed for the night, despite the name. So he had to call another location for help. Luckily, the janitor went over there.
Hello? Anybody?
I told you that story when I was in Huntington Beach and when I was working out and I went there at about 6 o'clock, 6:30, and the kid finally showed up at 7. He goes, "Yeah, we don't open till 7.
Oh, okay.
I said, "But it's 24 hours. Fitness. He goes, "I know. We get that a lot. It's the name.
Yeah.
But it's
okay.
Okay.
If that's 24 for you, like at home when you're not here.
Maybe.
Dude.
I don't know. Carjacker in Pittsburgh. Poor guy jacked the car, and it was in park, and he kept revving the engine because he couldn't get it out of park.
Oh, well, okay.
And he didn't know what to do or anything like that. So the car wouldn't move. He just sat there revving the engine.
Yeah, that'll help. Sure.
Finally said screw it and just
ran
away.
That engine, that'll do it for you.
Yeah, cops are still looking for him.
Good. So. That's great, then.
Bet you it was a stick.
Oh, Darwin, you'd be proud. Listen, have you thought often, gosh, I want to eat, but I don't want to, you know, put my phone down or not see what's going on? Well, there's a new invention. It's called the Spoon Fork. That's S-P-H-O-O-N-P-H-O-R-K. It's a smartphone case with a removable fork and spoon in there.
Oh, like a Boy Scout thing.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, where you flip out the
fork. Exactly, where you flip it out, the Swiss Army knife,
wow.
Yeah. So it's about $29. Kickstarter's got it out there now, and it's not made a lot of money at this point, about $200. Their goal's $11,000.
Well, just think where your phone goes.
I know.
To the bathroom.
I know. So why not have come on. It. What does it matter? Well, you do everything else with your phone. It's probably been in the toilet at this point. I know it wasn't
now
Jody's.
Now I really want to eat.
Yeah. Wasn't Jody's? Didn't she drop her? Oh, no, she dropped hers in the pool.
No.
Right?
In the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
In Shayla's house.
Nothing.
In the pool.
Nothing, Jody.
Where's my phone?
Nothing,
oh, it's down here in the water.
Right where Carla fell prior to that. And a woman in Russia in court last week, she stabbed her boyfriend 13 times during an argument. But before her sentencing, he asked the judge to show her mercy.
Aww.
And then he proposed to her.
Aw, really?
There's someone for everyone.
You know what? It was a bad day.
It was. I mean, 13 times. Who is that not happening to?
14 was the line.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what, Your Honor? I had it coming.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. He had it coming. Judge decided to postpone the sentencing, and hopefully the happy couple will do just that and live happily ever after.
He will live happily ever after. We have a little misargument, you know.
He leaks when he drinks vodka now, but other than that, they're happy. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.